It's almost too outlandish to believe that this beautiful Easter day, this sunny, warm, glorious morning, started in complete darkness. Around 5:30, the sun's light began to be visible just under the horizon. And by 6:25 this morning, the sun had officially risen. And that time between what is called nautical twilight and sunrise, there is enough light to know that there will be more to come, but not enough to be officially daylight. This morning technically started after the stroke of midnight, but most of us were still tucked in bed, safe and sound. The dew gathering on the blades of grass in the yard, the snails writing nature's pearlescent messages on my front walk. And while we slept, the day began. It's hard to think that there was ever darkness before today, but there was. Mary Magdalene got to the tomb in darkness on Easter morning. Maybe she could just barely see the very first light before sunrise that the stone had been rolled away. In mostly darkness, she ran back to Peter and to the disciples to tell them. In the palest light before sunrise, the disciples came running, possibly stumbling in the half light, trying to outpace each other, confused and disoriented. I read somewhere a writer mentioning that it's odd that the gospel accounts don't mention the sun coming up in a great burst of glory, because you'd think that that would be an important dramatic element of our story today. And you'd think that at least the poetic gospel of John would describe the blood-red horizon, the bright yellow light creeping out from behind the mound of the tomb, rays of light streaming through the clouds and the branches of olive trees that were planted in the serene garden around the cemetery, the dark shadow cast by the stone that's no longer in front of the empty hole of the tomb, the linen garments of the dead barely illuminated, and the cold stone inside that's dark as night. The Gospels certainly don't spin this into a scene of pomp and circumstance, of glory, laud, and honor. No, today starts in darkness, and it appears in half light, and it continues in confusion, and it only comes into focus when Jesus, who was dead just 3 days ago, recognizes Mary and calls her by name. That is the miracle of today. It's an awkward one, a confusing one, one not heralded by angels and trumpets and banners and even bunnies. It's a miracle, yes, but it is our reality. An empty tomb, discarded clothes, a missing body, confusion of a gardener for the Lord, disbelief. And then in some real way, the sun does come up. This man who looked like a gardener turns out to be a risen from the dead Jesus. The grave that looked sealed and guarded is open and empty. The fear and despair has turned to recognition and jubilation and belief. The darkness did not win, but was overcome, and death was destroyed, and lives were changed, and paths were merged, and community built, and dreams realized, and hopes renewed. On this Easter day that started in darkness, our future, our identities, our very existence has greater depths of beauty and mystery, benediction and light than any story that humans could write. Alleluia, Christ is risen.